This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. When a certain percentage of a population tests positive for COVID-19, deaths and hospitalizations usually follow. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta has passed that mark, and health officials are calling on everyone to take action to slow the spread of the virus. The tipping point is 5%, and we're past it. The Bethel census area along the Kuskokwim River has now just over 5% of the population testing positive for COVID, and the Kuzilvac census area along the Yukon River is much higher, at nearly 19%. When other areas of the nation reached this level, deaths and hospitalizations followed within 6 to 12 weeks. But in the YK Delta, where there's limited access to health care, that grim outcome could happen even sooner.
This is something that we should take note of.
Dan Winkleman is Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation president and CEO.
We haven't got to this point in the YK Delta before regarding COVID. And it's something new and very alarming.
Cases are climbing fast. The region has nearly three times the cases that it did before the month of October began. And we're seeing a preview of what is likely to happen if the number of cases keeps rising. Over the weekend, an elder from the region died from complications with COVID. The elder was over 80 and the third person in the region to die from the virus. Also in recent days, two people were hospitalized in Bethel for COVID, and another was medevaced to Anchorage for advanced care. How bad is the situation? As of this weekend, Bethel has more COVID cases per capita than Anchorage, which has long been considered a hotspot in the state. Also over the weekend, YKHC announced two more communities with community spread of the virus, Chivac and Tuxuk Bay. Bethel and Quinnahawk also have community spread. The increasing number of cases in the region could mean that there are infected people that health authorities do not know about. That makes the virus more likely to spread when people don't know they have it. The rising cases in the YK Delta could not only overwhelm our regional health care, it could overwhelm the health care system statewide. It's happened before. YKHC Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges recalls last winter when another respiratory virus swept the region, this one known as RSV, which mainly affects infants.
Just the sick babies from Bethel alone overwhelmed the ICU beds for children in the entire state of Alaska.
Hodges warns that COVID cases in the region could do the same with adults.
And I think what everyone needs to realize is this may lead to excess death.
If too many people get sick at once, the healthcare system cannot give them the help they need to recover. If fewer people get sick at once, known as flattening the curve, then the system has more resources to help each person. And to be clear, YKHC does not have enough personal protective equipment like masks to respond to a surge in cases.
If we act now and we flatten that curve and spread those cases out over the rest of the fall, we have a chance to make a big difference.
Dr. Hodges says the most significant way people can slow the spread of the virus is to stop hosting or attending gatherings with people outside their immediate households, including with family and friends. Most cases in the region are from people attending large gatherings. And when you're around people outside your immediate household, even with family members, YKHC urges everyone to wear a mask.
A well-fitted mask that covers both your mouth and nose. If it's going to be a cloth mask, we'd like it to be at least two layers, three is better. And a paper surgical mask that is well-fitted and formed around your nose is also really important.
If someone does attend a large gathering, Hodges asks that person to get tested for the virus 5 to 8 days after the gathering. To schedule a COVID test, call 543-6949. That's 543-6949. And in our daily COVID count, YKHC announced 9 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, most of them in Bethel. There are 77 active cases in the region. YKHC has announced 331 cases since March. Turning to elections, early in-person voting for the general election began yesterday in Alaska. You can avoid the congestion of early day voting and still cast a ballot in person by voting early. In Bethel, early in-person voting is happening at the ONC Multipurpose Building Monday through Friday in the afternoons and evenings from 1:30 to 8 p.m. Early in-person voting is also occurring in villages throughout the region, mostly in city or tribal offices. Find out where early voting is happening in your community by visiting elections.alaska.gov. Ballots cast through October 29th at early voting locations will be counted and included with election night results. All other results will be counted a week after the election. Early voting runs through November 2nd. The general election is November 3rd. Lastly, a well-known Bethelite will be inducted into the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame tonight. Renee Athanas arrived in Bethel in the early 1970s to teach art at the Kuskokwim Learning Academy. After teaching in Bethel public schools for decades, Athanas began working with the University of Alaska Fairbanks Kuskokwim campus. There, she ran events at the Cultural Center and started what she might be best known for, Bethel's Saturday Markets and more recently, Taste of Bethel. She's also helped form other organizations. She started the Kuskokwim Art Guild. She helped found the Tundra Women's Coalition. She's been a main driver in the Bethel Council on the Arts, Youth Art Camps, Best in the West Small Business Competition, and the Bethel Dog Show. Throughout her time in Bethel, Renee Athanas has created spaces for the community to gather, usually around good art and good food. It's a legacy that has made Bethel richer and more connected, and a legacy that so many of us look forward to continuing after the pandemic. Join the 2020 inductees into the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame in a virtual ceremony tonight from 6 to 7:30 p.m. You can find the link to the event on the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame website. Past YK Delta women to be inducted include Mary Peet, Beverly Hoffman, Michelle DeWitt, and Marie Mead. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.